Hi, this is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Sometimes people ask me what some of my favorite interviews have been over the years, and in recent years, there's one that always comes to mind. It's when I met a young man named Damian Goggins from Cleveland. I met Damian in 2018 when he was 14, and I was doing a Shuffle episode on the nonprofit Cleveland Classical Guitar Society. Damian was a student in their after-school program, and turned out he was a prodigy on classical guitar. His guitar playing was amazing, but above that, his smile, his laugh, his optimism and strength, he's someone you look at and feel good about the future. Damian has been on quite a journey since then. He's 18 now, and I recently caught up with him as he enters the next chapter in his life and career. I hope you enjoy it. I can't believe it's been 3 years since I first met you, and you have just grown up so much. I mean, you were just a little kid then.
Yes, it's definitely been a while, and time moves really fast. Like, it's already been 5 years of playing, and graduated from high school and from the Musical Pathway Fellowship, so a lot has happened.
When I first met you, you had just started playing about a year before that.
Yes. So first off, I didn't even know what a classical guitar was, and I definitely did not want to play it. The Guitar Society had brought the program to my old middle school, and my arts director was like, you know, you should do the program. It's after school, and it's classical guitar. And I said, no. Her response was, do it or, like, get a lower grade. So I was like, I'm going to do it. Ever since the first class, I just kind of fell in love with guitar. I would go home and, like, in the middle of the night be learning, like, pieces. And, yeah, like I said, I just fell in love with it.
Now you've started at Oberlin Conservatory of Music this fall to study classical guitar, which is incredible.
Once I auditioned, they gave me like a full ride. And so I applied to like four other schools and they all accepted me. And then once I told them like, hey, Oberlin gave me a full ride, they like all tried to give me full rides. And so like what ended up helping me pick Oberlin is like, I don't recommend this for any high school student looking for college, but my mom told me to pick between 1 and 100.
That's how you decided?
Yes. Like, it was, like, the day before we were supposed to pick the college, I had a lot of great choices, and, like, I picked 100, and Oberlin was 100, so that's how I chose.
What were the other schools, Damian?
So the other schools was University of Southern California, Loyola Marymount University, Guilford College, Cleveland Institute of Music, and then, of course, Oberlin.
Do you ever think back to that day when you picked up the guitar and ever think this is where you'd be?
No, most definitely not, because like I said, like when I first walked into the class, I didn't think I was gonna even enjoy playing the guitar, let alone continue to play it and play it in high school and end up going to college for it.
Some people live their whole lives and never find the thing that they're good at, and you just did.
Yes, I like to think that it was kind of chosen for me, if that makes sense. Like, not in the sense that like my parents was like, this is what you're doing, or not even when my art teacher said, this is what you're doing. It was more so like, once I found guitar, or once guitar found me, I should say, I knew it was what I was supposed to do.
Damian, tell me about some of the moments during these past few years that have been your proudest.
The very first one that I thought of was being able to perform Ballad of a Mother, which was the first piece I composed. I got a chance to play that at Severance Hall while my mom was in the audience. And it was amazing. I was probably the second year of playing, I think, second or third year of playing. It was almost like I was connected into the universe, which was like a weird experience that I've only had a couple of times afterwards. You know, my mom, she was in and out of jail. Like, she couldn't really come to most of my performances. So for her to be able to make it to that one and me be able to play the piece and be like, I wrote this for her. Like, it was amazing.
Well, When we talk about classical music, it's not very diverse. It's largely white. Did you ever feel like you didn't fit in or you were a minority in entering this classical world?
Yes. Not like when I first started. Like when I first started, it was just like, I guess everybody gets to do this. But when, like, for example, once I went to Interlaken and, like, you know, we all auditioned to go to the place and we all got to pay. And like after we get in, and I was outside practicing and some kid came up to me and was like, "Do you know how to play your instrument?" I was very offended because I was just like, well, first off, like I just said, we all pay to get here. And also we all got to audition. So instead of like saying all of that to him, because that's what I was thinking in my head, I just played the piece that I wrote and left him shocked. And I was just like, yes, so I do know how to play. Thank you. But I have had a couple of experiences where I realized that, like, there isn't too many people that look like me in this field. Another example of that is I only know about 3 or 4 professional African-American guitarists. So one of them is Justin Holland. He's from 19th century. You see where that's a problem. And then I know Thomas Flippin and Chris Mallett, who are and duo noir, and then myself. There needs to be a lot more. So I kind of feel like it's like almost part of my job. Like once I get out of college, I feel is to kind of help give more people that look like me the opportunities that I have.
I know when we talked 3 years ago, you were really big into activism. Is that still a big part of your life?
That is definitely still a big part of my life. Some of the things I had the opportunity to do was, actually, there was 2 different pieces that the guitar quartet at my school performed by Thomas Flippin. The first was Beyond Ferguson, which we end up making a video for, and it premiered for the Guitar Foundation of America. And it was right after George Floyd had been murdered. So it was a very profound piece, to say the least. Another piece a couple of months ago actually, called The Covenant, and that was about a family. The father had fought in a war, and he came back, and you know, he moved his family to a white neighborhood, but they didn't want him, so they made like a whole parade in front of his house. Like, you know, there was like they had a whole party while also saying like, get out, we don't want you here. And so we had to do that piece. It allowed me and the other students that was in the guitar quartet to use our music as like a weapon against injustice, which I think is interesting because I already knew that like music is another language that everyone understands, and like expressing like something when I'm upset, I'm not good at it. But when it comes to music, I can use that language instead.
Damien, what do you love most about playing guitar or performing? What do you love most about this?
I think one thing is the audience. Like if it's a good day and I've practiced good enough and I'm really prepared and I go out there and I perform, it's like there's a connection between me and the audience. And I really like that aspect of performing. And then the other thing I like about it is going back to the idea of me being able to use music to help others. So whether it be teaching or whether it be playing a piece or writing a piece about some type of injustice in the world.
I think who you are is special too. You're so humble. How do you stay so grounded?
I think one thing is that, like, I feel like it's a job almost, like, to get good, to help others, and to kind of present, like, an example. If I go in and I present this, like, I'm better than everyone, that's not presenting the best self. But I'm also, like, I didn't grow up that way.
I know he doesn't want to really want to be part of the conversation, but he's here, and it's Eric Mann from the Cleveland Classical Guitar Society. And the reason why I want to bring you in, Eric, is just because I know that this is a very close relationship. So can you just tell me just your relationship with Damien over the years?
Damien is one of the most extraordinary people I've ever met. you know, if I had to choose a young person that I wanted to see as president someday, I think I'd probably pick him.
Honestly, I agree with you.
Damie's just such a special, humble and inspiring person.
I know that you've been on this journey with him and you've helped him apply to schools. I mean, you've really kind of fostered along the way here with his career.
Yeah. We sat down, we went through the college applications and we met on Zoom many a late night trying to figure out financial aid and how to pay for this and how much things cost and sweating over these decisions of which of these five great schools that he got into that are fighting over him should he choose.
When you talk about the Cleveland Classical Guitar Society and the mentoring programs and the guitar lessons that you started, this has got to be obviously what you had in mind.
This is not what we had in mind. This was sort of beyond our wildest dreams. I mean, yeah, to really connect with kids and create something special that makes a difference in their lives, that's what we had in mind. But, you know, when we started the program back in 2012, we would have never guessed that we'd have someone just as brilliant as Damien is.
What's your proudest moment of his?
I think some of my proudest moments have been when Damien's come in for a lesson and something really awful's happened. And the first thing he says is, "How are you today?" His concern's always for someone else. So as much as he's achieved on the guitar and in inspiring others, I think it's those moments that just speak to who he is as a person that make me the proudest.
Damien, what does Eric mean to you?
I see him more as like a father figure who just so happens to teach guitar. He's been there for me for so many different moments in my life. Like I said before, like my mom going back and forth to jail, that was a hard thing, especially when my sister was born. He helped me get through that. There was the most recent thing was I had lost my baby brother. Him and Mr. G and Andy, they helped me get through it. I definitely look up to Mr. Mann because he's the greatest person I know.
Well, another exciting thing that's happening is that next summer you'll be traveling to Spain with the U.S. Guitar Orchestra. And you put together a GoFundMe recently and you raised $4,000 to be able to make the trip. And you did that in just like a couple of days. How did that go?
It was difficult to make just because I'm not used to talking about myself a lot. And that was a problem with the college essay too, because it was just like, how are you supposed to talk about yourself? I don't know how to do that. So I did get some help from my mom. And after making it, I didn't expect to like get too much from it. And then like 3 days later, it surpassed the goal. So I was like, oh my God, I get to go to Spain. And then what makes me even more excited about getting the money to go was the fact that, once again, I didn't think I was getting it. And so this year, we start in New York, and then we're going to tour Spain.
How exciting.
I'm surprised to get to go. Like, my mom keeps telling me, like, you're the first person that anybody in this family knows that, like, went anywhere outside of the United States. So make the best of it. I didn't expect guitar to take me, to even bring me to graduation. Like, I didn't expect to still be playing guitar during graduation. I didn't expect to go to college for guitar in general. And I definitely did not see guitar taking me outside of the country.
And I know when we talked back then, you wanted to stay involved with the Guitar Society in terms of maybe one day teaching or leading. Do you have plans for the future?
Yesterday we were driving, I don't know which street it was, but there was a whole bunch of like abandoned buildings. And I was like, you know what? Why not have like a classical guitar college? You know, we could have like a college there. And then if by the time I get enough money to do that, if the Guitar Society doesn't have a place, then they could have like their whole building over there and maybe a performance hall there. It was just like, I think I would want to do something like that. In the case that that is like a stretch, then I would like to just teach and perform.
You can learn much more about Damien and the Cleveland Classical Guitar Society at wksu.org/shuffle. Stay connected with us. You can find us on Facebook. Just do a search for WKSU Shuffle. And we're always looking for new shuffle ideas. If you want to be on the program or have an idea, write us at shuffle@wksu.org. Or you can reach out on Facebook. Thanks for listening. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.